ॐ हरिः ॐ तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः। हरिः ॐ सहनावतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सहवीर्यङ्करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै। ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। ॐ नमो भगवते श्रीदक्षिणामूर्तिस्वरूपाय श्रीदयानन्दरूपाय परमगुरवे परमात्मने परब्रह्मणे यस्माज्जातम् जगत्सर्वम् यस्मिन्नेव प्रलीयते येनेदम् धार्यते चैव तस्मै ज्ञानात्मने नमः। वि स्टिल् सीङ्ग् दि षष्ठः अनुवाकः। वि शुड् स्टिल् रिमेम्बर् वाट् वि सीङ्ग्। अथ अनुप्रश्नाः। There are two explicit questions and one implied question. Therefore, there are three questions. Anuprashnaha. The implied question is taken as first question in keeping with the instructions of the teacher. Upanishads, whether that Brahman exists, such a reality exists. Which reality? The reality which is the subtlest, most abstract, all-pervasive, one reality, from which everything has come into existence, such that exists. Because this reality is not an object of knowledge. It is not available for recognition through any pramanam. No pramanam can reveal the reality. If so, well, such a reality exists at all? If this question becomes very clear, then what happens to the jnani and a jnani when they die? That can be understood. That those questions also will become answered. So for which, now there's a responsibility of establishing the existence of Brahman first. Therefore, one by one, the many reasons are given to prove the existence. The first reason given was the existence of the universe. The universe just exists. The universe exists because available for recognition, experience, interaction, enjoyment. It is this whole universe, everything has come into existence from Brahman. Therefore, Brahman is there within the form of the existence of the universe. Brahma astit. One reason was given. When you say Brahman exists, because Brahman is the cause. Not only the material cause, not only the intelligent cause, both causes are Brahman. Therefore, Brahma asti. But here comes the doubt. We saw towards the end again, even though initially it was already mentioned that everything has come into existence from Brahman. Tasmadva akar, tasmadva brahmatmanaha, tasmadva etasmad atmanaha akasha sambhutaha. So it made it very clear in the very beginning itself The whole universe has come into existence from Brahma. But still further it was made very clear, sixth anuvaka itself, that Brahman is both intelligent and the material causes of the universe. Brahman became everything. But Brahman is material cause. And Brahman created everything. The Brahman is intelligent cause as well. And here the doubt comes. If Brahman is the material cause, then like a clay, a material cause of the pot, then Brahman must be inert then. No, even though Brahman is the material cause of the universe, still Brahman is not inert. Because already it was explained in the direct definition of Brahman that Brahman is pure consciousness. That one doubt goes. See, when a given answer is given to establish some fact, in between many doubts come. So all doubts have to be explained throughout. Then further, another doubt came. Brahman alone became many. Towards the end, we saw that. How does Brahman become many? One reality, how does it become many? So Brahman is not inert. Just the clay, the material cause of the pot is inert. Any material cause in the world is inert. But Brahman, the material cause is not inert because Brahman desired, there was this, desired to become many. Bahusyam prajayeya. And desiring is possible only on the part of a conscious being. And the doubt came. If Brahman desired, then Brahman must be inadequate. Desire goes to the inadequacy. If Brahman desired to become any, whether Brahman is aptakamam or anavaptakamam. No, Brahman is not inadequate. Not inadequate because Brahman is ever of the nature of infinitude. Brahman being all pervasive, spatially limitless in infinitude, is of the nature of infinitude, limitlessness, and everything is Brahma. Therefore, there is no inadequacy. That was explained. Then again, how Brahman is everything? What is Bahubhavanam? Becoming many means what? That's what we stopped last class. We came up to the point. I'd like to explain to you. It was explained. The whole universe of the universe of plurality, the world of duality, constituted of plurality of forms, names and functions, already there, always there, an unmanifest, undifferentiated form. In Brahman as Maya. And this unmanifested, undifferentiated world of duality constituted of countless number of forms, names and functions are world of plurality. The objects of plurality always remained unmanifested, undifferentiated in Brahman. So this world of plurality obtaining in Brahman, becoming manifested, undifferentiated alone, is said to be Bahubhavanam. So from this, what do we understand? This becoming many is as though, because in unmanifest condition also, the universe, in unmanifest, undifferentiated condition also, universe is non-separate from Brahma. After separation also, after manifestation also, not separation, after manifestation also, being differentiated also, the world is non-separate from Brahma. As Maya, the unmanifested, undifferentiated world of plurality of objects is non-separate from Brahma. The manifested, differentiated world of plurality is also non-separate from Brahma. Throughout, there is one secondless, non-dual reality. And Brahman, without undergoing any change, retaining its own sarupam, it brings the unmanifest, undifferentiated world of plurality into manifestation and differentiation. In all the conditions, in unmanifest condition also, everything is non-separate. Sarvasa avasthas, we did that. In manifested condition also is non-separate. Even in the manifestation, in all conditions also, throughout there is non-separateness. And the Brahman retains his sarupam without undergoing any changes. This is also important thing we understood. So Bahu Bhavanam, nothing but Avyaktasya Vyakaranam is Bahu Bhavanam. Avyaktasya Avyakritasya Vyakaranam is Bahu Bhavanam. This we understood. An example also was given. What's the example? Again, Bahu Bhavanam is not really one becoming many. The plurality, only seeming plurality. Example was given for that also. Just as space, one undivided, indivisible, partless space, appears to have become many spaces, even though it has not become, because of the enclosures existing in space. So also here upadis, the body, mind, and complexes upadis. This one undivided, indivisible, partless whole, a consciousness, existence, Brahmatma alone, seems to have become many. And what causes the difference between the objects? Why objects look seem to be different? One, look, three things, the three important factors which makes the objects, the forms, which makes the objects different. One is different from the looks. There's a difference, is seeming difference. There's no real difference. Then why there's difference? The two factors, three factors. One difference caused by the vertical, vertically, horizontally, the division, the difference is caused by the time and space. And the time and space themselves became the time and space, subtle factors, which may unmanifest, became a different differentiated. Time and space themselves exist in Brahmatma. The unmanifested, undifferentiated, these two factors, time and space, what the distance between two things, distance between two things called time-based distance and spatial distance. So the time and space and forms their names. The mithya. Mithya, time and space, mithya, time, mithya, space, mithya, these forms the names. They actually cause the seeming divisions and seeming differences. Really speaking, nothing is separate from Brahma. Nothing is separate from Brahma. All this we understood. And further, we went ahead. Saha atapyata. This Brahmatma, this Brahman obtaining as the Atma, atapyata. Tapaha akarot, taptavan. Again, tapaha atapyata again. Tapaha is not that a discipline. It's not a karma. Tapaha is not a karma. It is not an action. Generally, in conventional language, when you say tapaha, tapaha is a spiritual discipline. What is spiritual discipline? It's practiced by all the spiritual aspirants to become mentally prepared for the attainment of jnana. That is tapaha. So it was many committed practices of many things. So Brahman tapaha atapyata means the tapas is not like any karma. It is jnanamayam tapaha. It is knowledge. So tapaha is nothing but here visualization. Visualizing. So the important lesson is time and space exist in Brahma, an unmanifest, undifferentiated condition, and time and space also become manifest, differentiated in Brahman only. Time doesn't exist independent of Brahman, outside of Brahma. Space doesn't exist. Therefore, everything which exists within the realm of time and space are non-separate from Brahma. So, whatever came before, in previous srishtis or now in later on also, the world of plurality never existed separate from Brahma. It's not existent separate from Brahma. In future also, it will not be separate from Brahma. So all the objects of all times, the past, present and future, will never be away from Brahma. Never exist independent of Brahman at all. This also we understood. Therefore, Brahman is in the form of very existence of everything. Why should we explain all these things? Brahma asti uta nasti. The whole explanation is for the proving the existence of Brahma asti, katham asti, sadrupena. Brahman is in the form of very existence of everything, because everything is non-separate from Brahma. Before the manifestation is non-separate, and after the manifestation, differentiation also, everything is non-separate. So objects of past, objects of present, objects of future. Everything is always non-separate from Brahma. Therefore, Brahman is the very substance of all the substantives which constitute the universe. Brahman is the very existence of everything, being the material cause, being non-separate from it. So Brahman can exist independently without anything, but nothing in the world can exist independent of Brahman. And even if the question comes, even if the question is raised, how is it possible to understand that Brahman is the existence of everything? Even though Brahman is inseparable from everything, non-separate from everything, even if we hypothetically take it, if the objects, all these forms, names and functions, all these objects, the so-called products, the effects which constitute the universe, are separated from Brahma, what will happen? They will lose their existence. The form and name part is separated from the clay. It cannot be separated. It's separated. Then the form and name part will lose its existence. Then they'll disappear. So like hypothetically understood. Therefore, Brahman is the very existence. All the objects which exist within the realm of time and space, including time and space, have Brahman as their very existence, and the very substance, very truth, very self. Is it clear? Having Brahman as their swarupam, as their truth, as their existence, is said to be atmavatvam. Okay. Just quickly read this text and then we go ahead. So kamayata bahusyam prajayeti satapotapyata satapastaptva idagam sarvamasrujat yad idankincha tatsrishtva tadeva nupravishat tadanupravishya satchatyaccha bhavat niruktancha niruktancha nilayanancha nilayanancha vijnanancha vijnanancha satyanchanratancha satyamabhavat yadidankincha tat satyamitya chakshate tadapyesha shloko bhavati. Just to, when read, all these points should come to your mind. That's why I just want to read it. And to again, to explain this. So Brahman is the existence of everything, the Brahma Asti. To explain that how Brahman is there as the very existence of everything, there's also another Shruti called Anupravesha Shrutihi. Not only did Brahman create the universe, I mean, having brought this universe into what is creation again? Bringing the unmanifested, undifferentiated world of plurality into manifestation, differentiation is creation. That's not real creation. Therefore, Brahman is there as the very existence. Everything is non-separate from Brahma. And not only that, then Brahman has entered Brahma. So, Brahman entered into that. Anutkar anupravesha shrutihi. Tat srishtva tad evan upravishat. This anupravesha shrutihi, entry of Brahman into the creation, is actually to say that Brahman is always there, already there, inseparably as the material cause pervading everything. Tadeva anupravishat. We see, of the 10 major Upanishads, which Shankara Bhagavad has had written commentary on the four Upanishads. Of course, the two big Upanishads, the big Brihadaranyaka Upanishad, Chandogya Upanishad, and his Taittiriya, which he was studying, and also Aitareya Upanishad. Only in these four Upanishads, this Anupraveshaha, entry of Brahman, is discussed. And Brahman is Anupravesha Shrutihi is found only in these four Upanishads. And everywhere, Shankara Bhagavatapada's commentary is elaborate in Taittiriya and also in Brihadaranyaka, Chandogya. The Anupravesha Shruti is very explained very thoroughly here. We'll see all that. Tatra etat chintyam. Did you see that now? The point where exactly we left? Tatra etat chintyam. Correct? Katham anupravishat. How did Brahman egg enter? Why does this question come? Katham anupravishat. Before I go there, let me make it very clear. This is an important point. Yaha srashta saha tenaiva atmana anupravishat uta anyena iti kim tavad yuktam twa pratyashavanat yaha srashta sahayeva anupravishati iti. Why this question come? Before I enter here, I have to explain something very important. When this anupravesha shrutihi comes, when this mention of Brahman's entry into the creation is not real entry, it's as though entry. So Shankaracharya is going to explain later on very clearly. At this point, Shankara Bhagavatapada stops. He does not. Why entry is discussed? Brahman is there very much as the very existence of the whole cosmos. Because Brahman is the intelligent cause and the material causes of the universe. So Brahman is Brahma Asti. So when the Father says, when entered, and here, whether Brahman undergoes a change to become the universe, undergoes a change or not. Of course, we already understood changelessness is the nature of Brahma. Brahman does not undergo any change, cannot undergo any change. But still, Brahman is, there's many contentions of different schools of thought. So Shankara Bhagavatapada, considering those different the views of different schools of thought, especially three Vaidika Matams we have. Three Vaidika Matams means what? Of course, Advaitam, Dvaitam, Visishtadvaitam. All the three Acharyas have different views. So Advaitam is not a matam. Advaitam is not a contention. Reality being one, secondless, non-dual is not a view of a given person. A propounder, it's not a view propounded by some given philosopher. No, it's a vision of the fact. Say fact, it is verifiable. A verifiable fact. Whereas others are views. What others views? Their interpretation of these anupraveshuti is different. According to Dvaita Matam, there's only intelligent cause. Brahman is only intelligent cause. Brahman is not the material cause at all. Whereas అకౌంట్ విశిష్టాద్వైతం. ఆల్ ఆచార్యస్ ఆర్ ఐ మీన్ అఫ్ కోర్స్ ఆల్ ఆచార్యస్ రివ్యూర్డ్ బికాస్ ది ఎంఫసిస్ ధర్మ, ది ఎంఫసిస్ వర్షిప్, ది ఎంఫసిస్ ప్రేయర్, ది ఎంఫసిస్ కర్మ యోగ, ది ఎంఫసిస్ ధర్మ. దిస్ నాట్ డిఫరెన్స్. ఆల్ ఆర్ రివ్యూర్డ్. దే ఆల్ టుగెదర్ దే జాయిన్ హ్యాండ్స్ విన్ ఎంఫసిస్ ధర్మ, an emphasis worship and prayer everywhere. What is this here, this slight difference, but it's a confusing difference. So there are two aspects of Brahma. According to Vishishtadvaita Matam, they think one aspect of Brahman remains without undergoing any changes, and one aspect of Brahman, because anupravishyat has been explained, so they try to interpret that way. What they say, one aspect of Brahman entering means what? Undergoing a change. Therefore, according to visishtadvaita matam, there is two causes are there. They also say that Brahman is both intelligent and material causes of the universe. But Brahman as the material cause undergoes change. Brahman as material cause undergoes change means what? One aspect of Brahman, ekaha amshaha, remains without undergoing any changes. One aspect, anyaha amshaha, undergoes a change. Therefore, they are known as parinamivadinaha. Parinamivadinaha means upadana karanam, according to them, undergoes a change. Parinamivadinaha. Parinama means undergoing a change and becoming. So Brahma Parinami Vadinaha, there are many schools of thought and who hold on to this understanding that Brahma undergoes a change. The material cause, Brahman as material cause undergoes a change. Now one aspect. So Brahma Parinami Vadinaha. So visishtadvaitinaha or parinami vadinaha. And the example also is given. What is the example given? If a clay mixed with water, it's a damp, wet clay. The dry clay cannot become a pot. The dry clay or the dry mud, dry soil cannot be used to make something. It must be wet. So the clay, the wet clay alone, in fact, becomes the pot. And there can be clay which is not wet, which is dry. It is possible for the clay to be wet, to be dry also. So the wet clay can be used to become the, to make the pot. The dry clay can be put inside in powder form or in lump form. Or even wet clay also can be put again. But only the two aspects. What is dry can enter. So the wet pot made of dry, the pot made of dry wet clay can become the container of the dry clay. In the same way here, but one aspect of Brahman remains changelessly, Another aspect of Brahman undergoes a change and to become the Yunu, this material cause. Therefore, the another aspect of Brahman enters into this creation as what now? As Jivatma. This is going to be their argument. So Shankara Upada, by way of establishing the existence of Brahman, by way of commenting upon this Anupravesha Shruti, he negates the views of Visishtadvaita Matam or Parinami Vadaha. Why? Because according to Advaita, Brahman is not Parinami Upadana Karanam. Brahman is a Vivarta Upadana Karanam. Brahman is a Vivarta Upadana Karanam. Without undergoing a change, Brahman becomes the material cause of the universe. Without undergoing any change, the rope remaining as rope, it becomes the material cause of the seemingly real snake. Not real snake. So here also the whole jagat, though it is available for experience and enjoyment, still it is only seemingly real. It is not absolutely real. For the seemingly real jagat, Brahman is the Vivarta Upadana Karanam. Like the how without undergoing any change, rope becomes the Upadana, Vivarta Upadana Karanam for the seemingly the mistaken rope snake. So now according to Advaita Matam, Brahman is the Upadana Karanam, but not Parinami Upadana Karanam, but Vivarta Upadana Karanam. When you say Vivarta Upadana Karanam, it is possible to say that Brahman is Satyam and Jagat is Mithya. If we say Parinami Upadana Karanam, Brahman is Satyam, therefore the universe also is Satyam. This according to Visishtadvaita Matam, the universe is real. Brahma Satyam, Jagat Mithya. No, for them, Brahma Satyam, Jagat also is Satyam. The universe is real. The duality is real. The plurality is real. But they say Visishtadvaitam. But everything is, that will explain later on. But what we have to understand here is, because Brahman undergoes a change, one aspect of Brahman undergoes a change. That's what is entry. Then as Jivatma, Brahman enters. This is their view, their contention. It is possible to think that way, so they sound very, very correct, because they interpret this Anupravesha Shruti differently. Upanishad says that Brahman has entered. And the entry is possible, isn't it? Only if entry implies undergoing a change. But Brahman is of the nature of all pervasiveness, spatially limitless. There's no space, there's no time, there's no object which is not pervaded by Brahman. So how can Brahman move from one place to other place? There's no area in space which is not pervaded by Brahman. Space itself exists in Brahma. All pervasiveness being the nature of the reality, movement, motion is not possible. That's why action also is not possible. So how can Brahman enter into the creation. There's no real entry. There's no real entry possible. Therefore, they say, no, the two aspects of Brahman, one aspect is changeless aspect, another aspect is changing aspect. So, undergoes change, as Brahman enters as Jivatma. When you really study separately, they sound very correct. But still, Shankaracharya, Shankar Bhagavad Pada could explain in this Bhashyam how Brahman is not. Brahman is not material, even the material cause, but Vivartha Upadana Karanam, undergo any change at all, change whatsoever. That's going to be made very clear. All these points we have to remember before I enter into this topic. So we saw Tatra Yetat Chintyam, we had to stop and it must be thoroughly analyzed. Tatra Yetat Chintyam, are you all with me now? Where exactly? Tatra Yetat Chintyam Katham Anupravishyat Iti. How Brahman entered. Kim Yaha Srashta Saha Tenaiva Atmana Anupravishyat Uta Anyena. Tenaiva Atmana. Tenaiva Atmana means whether Brahman entered into the creation in its own form, or it didn't enter in some other form. Now, Brahman does not enter into creation as Brahman, but as Jivatma. This is what they say. Kim Tavat. Brahman entered as Brahman or Brahman entered as Jiva in some other form. Kim Tavad Yuktam. Tva Pratyeshravanat Yaha Srashta Saha Eva Anupravishyat Iti. Okay, so here two answers are given. Let's understand first. In Advaita Matam, what is said? Yaha Srashta Saha Eva Anupravishyat. The one who created Brahmatma, who created this universe, the creator of the universe himself entered into the creation. Saha Eva Anupravishyat. Kaha Anupravishyat, who entered into the creation? Kaha Anupravishyat. Yaha Srashta Saha Eva Anupravishyat. The one who is creator, he himself entered. If he himself has entered, means they are not two. The one who has entered as the same Brahmatma has entered. Because two actions, he had two actions are done by one person, one being. When two actions are done by one person, sequentially, first the act of creating, then the act of entering. That's why the affix, the tva, is used there. Tat srishtva tadeva anupravishyat. So here we saw, here comes the objection. Nanu. So before we go enter, even reading this objection, you remember, if Brahman himself has entered, means Jivatmana as Jiva has entered, means the one who obtains as Jivatma is non-separate from Brahma. So jiva, jivo brahmaiva naparaha. Jiva is also Brahma. Jiva is non-separate from Brahma. So jiva, jivatma being non-separate from Paramatma also is indirectly hinted like a Mahavakyam through this Anupravesha Shrutihi. Brahmatma himself has entered into the creation as jivatma, means jivatma is non-different, non-separate from, non-different from Paramatma. So jivatma, Paramatma, Swarupa, Aikyam also is indirectly revealed by this Anupravesha Shrutihi. The one who obtains as the jiva, which means Brahman obtaining as the jiva, means what? The creator Brahmatma alone here as jivatma is there as the experiencer of the created universe. It's like you cook and you eat. The one who cooks himself is the eater of the food cooked by oneself, isn't it? So here, jivat paramatma eva srishtavan, paramatma eva anupravishtavan, paramatma eva now anubhavati. So the who is this experiencer jiva? The experiencer of this world of duality is none other than Paramatma, non-separate, non-different from Paramatma, the creator of the universe. Therefore, Paramatma and Jivatma are essentially one and the same. Two different qualifications. As Paramatma is a creator of the universe, as Jivatma is the experiencer of the universe. So, experiencer Jivatma is another than the creator Paramatma. Therefore, Anupravesha Shrutihi indirectly hints the essential oneness of Paramatma, Jivatma, Jivatma, Paramatma, Swarupa, Aikyam, like a Mahavakyam. This is how Nadvaiti can see this. Now, what is the objection of the Purapakshi? Especially Parinami Vadi. Nanu. Na yuktam, na yuktam. It is inappropriate. It is not proper. It is inappropriate. It is not appropriate. Yuktam means appropriate. Ayuktam, na yuktam. It is not appropriate. What not appropriate? Brahma mridvat karanam chet. Brahman mridvat karanam chet. If Brahman is the material cause like the clay, tad atmakatvat karyasya. Karyasya tad atmakatvam asti. Tad atmakatvat. Brahman is the very substance. Brahman becomes the very existence of the effect. Karanamevahi karyatma parinat, karyatmana parinatam. If Brahman is material cause like the clay for the pot, then Brahman is already there as the very existence of the pot. Already Brahman has, at the time of creation itself, Brahman has entered. Understand? The time of creation, Brahman has entered simultaneously. So entry of Brahman into the creation happens simultaneously. Creation and entry must happen simultaneously, isn't it? Brahman has entered into the creation. Karanameva karyatmana parinatam. Cause alone has transformed itself into the effect. Karyatma. Apravishtaha iva parinatam iti ataha. Apravishtaha iva karya utpattehe urdhvam prithakkaranasya punaha praveshaha anupapannaha. Again, entry is not possible. If Brahman is the material cause of the universe, like the clay is the material cause of the pot, when the clay becomes pot, already clay has along with the, and then the clay has already entered into the pot, what? In the form of the material cause, the very existence. So clay need not enter into the pot afterwards, isn't it? Entry is not possible afterwards. So karyatmana parinatam. Karanamevahi karyatmana parinatam. Cause itself has evolved into the form of an effect, the product. Ityataha, therefore, apravishtaha iva. Karya utpattehe urdvam. Prithak karanasya punaha praveshaha anupapannaha. It is not possible for the material cause again to enter into punaha praveshaha anupapannaha. It is not possible for the entry for Brahman to enter. The entry of Brahman is not possible again for the cause separately. Karya utpattehe ur, after the creation of the product, karyasya utpattehe urdhvam, after the creation of the product, prithak, separately, punaha, again, karanasya praveshaha, entry of the cause into the effect, is not possible. Anupapannaha. Is it clear now? Therefore, what is the argument? Ghata parinama vyatirekena mridaha ghate praveshaha asti. Nahi. Ghata parinama vyatirekena mridaha ghate praveshaha asti. There's no way of entry of the clay into the pot without undergoing a change. Nahi ghata parinama vyatirekena. Without clay becoming a pot, there's no way of entry of the clay into the pot. Ghata parinama vyatirekena mridaha prave ghate mridaha praveshaha asti. Is it clear now? What the Purupakshi's view is, see, the two words are used. Tat srishtva tadeva anupravishat. They are sequential, they can be sequential actions. The two actions are not sequential actions. I mean, they're sequential actions. First creation, the act of creating, then entry. That's what opponent says. They're not simultaneous actions. If the clay has entered into the pot in the form of the existence, means it must have happened simultaneously, isn't it? When the clay evolves into the pot, the clay has already entered into the pot simultaneously as the very existence, isn't it? But Upanishad says what two verbs are used? Tat srishtva tadeva anupravishat. Having created, Brahmatma has entered. But here, there is no creation and entry are not simultaneous actions. They are sequential actions. Is it clear? Creation and entry are not simultaneous actions. They are sequential actions. If we say clay has undergone a change to become the pot, and this is, then entry happens afterwards. Isn't it? If the two actions have happened sequentially, then how to say there's entry? We can talk about the entry. Therefore, for which poor Pakshi's idea was a different idea. The idea, what is Purupakshi's idea? What is Purupakshi's view? That's the next sentence. Purupakshi's Parinamavadi's interpretation of this Anupravesha Shruti is given by Shankaracharya here. And he is going to negate it also. What does the Parinamavadi say? So definitely, without undergoing a change, Brahman can enter the pot. Existence. So Brahman has created, Brahman has entered also. Which means, he says, Yatha ghate churnatmana mridaha anupraveshaha. Yatha ghate churnatmana mridaha anupraveshaha. The entry of the clay, just as entry of the clay in the form of a powder. Churnam means powder. Churnatmana mridaha anupraveshaha ghate. In the form of clay, the entry of clay in the form of powder is possible, which means the clay is of two forms. One form of clay is what? The wet clay, which wet clay aspect becomes the pot. Then there's also dry clay in the form of powder. The dry clay in the form of powder can enter into the pot made of wet clay. I mean, two aspects. The only way it is possible, isn't it? If we say the only Brahman has become the pot, we say it's a simultaneous entry, simultaneous action. Entry and creation are simultaneous actions. Prabhupada makes it very clear. Tat srishtva tadeva. So creation happens first, then Brahman enters. The sequential actions, they sequentially happen. Therefore, the same Brahmatma was created and Brahmatma must have entered. Which means, it is how it is possible? There are two aspects of Brahman. Just as the two aspects of clay are there, The clay, wet clay can become the pot, then dry clay in my powder can enter into that pot. In the same way, the two aspects of Brahman. One aspect of Brahman, is it, undergoes a change and become the universe. Another aspect of Brahman is what? Yam anyena atmana namarupa karye anupraveshaha atmanaha. And another aspect of Brahman now is what now? Enters into the creation as jivatma. Evam anyena atmana namarupakarye anupraveshaha atmanaha. Is it clear now? It is not very explicit, he says. We have to understand this very clearly. Yatha ghate churnatmana mrdaha anupraveshaha. Evam anyena atmana namarupakarye anupraveshaha atmanaha. Anyena atmana means what? Jivatmana. As one aspect of the Brahmatma has become the universe, another aspect of Brahmatma has entered into the universe as Jivatma, in the form of Jivatma. And he also quotes Anupravesha Shruti from another Upanishad also, which is Chandogya Upanishad. Shrutyantarat cha. And the same fact is revealed in other Upanishad also. Anena jivena atmana anupravishya. Anena jivena atmana anupravishya. So in Chandogya Upanishad also this anupravesha shrutihi, where the universe, the creation of, the discussion of creation is presented, there it is said, after having created the elements, the elementals, Brahmatma has entered into the creation as the Jivatma. So, write quotation with a different interpretation. Understand? So what? Brahmatma undergoes a change. One aspect of Brahmatma undergoes a change to become the effect. Another aspect of Brahmatma, unchanging aspect of Brahmatma, enters into this creation as the Jivatma. This is possible. This is the Purupakshi's view. Therefore, what now? The Paramatma, there the answer has to come. If we take this interpretation, and then it is, we can understand, our interpretation of the Upanishad becomes correct. Same Brahmatma, one and the same Brahmatma, there are two. Same Brahmatma becomes the universe. Same Brahmatma enters into the universe also. After creating, the sequential actions are happening on the part of the same person, same being. Therefore, it is the only possibility. This is the correct answer, correct interpretation. So what? So, one aspect of Brahman undergoes a change. The material Brahman as the material cause undergoes a change to become the universe. So, Parinami Upadana Karanam, Brahman is not Vivarta Upadana Karanam, Brahman is Parinami Upadana Karanam according to Visishta Advaita Matam. Many other people also, many other schools of thought who also hold on the same view. They're a well-known school is Visishta Advaita Matam. So, they are known as Parinami Vadinaha. And the example they give is this. Ghate churnatmana mrdaha anupraveshaha yatha. Just as in a pot made of clay, wet clay, the entry of dry powder clay is possible. Even in this same in this manner, in the same way, this entry of Paramatma into this creation in the form of Jivatma, Jivena Atmana. Why Paranamivada? That's why Kankacharya explains here. And they also can quote the same, they also give the same, not only in Taittiriya Upanishad, Anupravesha Shruti is there in Chandogya Upanishad also, also Aitriya Upanishad, also in Brihadaranyaka Upanishad. So what is the meaning? One aspect undergoes a change. So Parinamivada is the correct. Another aspect enters as Jivatma. This is their argument. So, Shankaracharya has to give an answer for this. Na evam. What is Shankaracharya's answer? Na evam. Such view of Parinamavadi is not correct. Such view of Parinamavadi is not correct. Na evam yuktam. Na evam yuktam. It is not appropriate. It is not correct. That view of Pranamivadi is not correct. Why? Ekatvat Brahmanaha. Come on. There are not two aspects of Brahman. When you say this, Brahman is the only reality, due to the oneness of the reality implied by the term Brahman, entry is not, okay, it is not, that answer is not correct. Brahman undergoes a change to become the creation, like the wet clay becomes the pot. No. The two aspects, no, another, and then the powder, the clay and the powder enters into the clay pot. No. Such two aspects, there's no wet clay. With reference to clay, it is possible. There can be wet clay, there can be dry clay, there can be powder clay, there can be lump of clay. Clay can be in any form. But with reference to Brahman, there's no such division, difference. There's only oneness is the nature of the reality. Ekatvat Brahmanaha. Brahmanaha Ekatvat. Entering into the creation is not like the entry of the dry clay into the clay pot. Entry of Brahman into the creation is not like the entry of dry clay powder into the pot made of wet clay. So he says first, Mudatmanaha tu anekatvat. He gives the reason. Mudatma, see, Mudatmanaha tu anekatvat. The clay, which is the material cause of the universe, the middle cause of the pot, the clay obtaining as the substance of the pot, first of all has what now? Is a substance constituted of many, many molecules, particles. What is clay? The clay looks as the one substance. If it further analyzed, clay can be reduced to what? Clay can be reduced to many particles. Clay can be reduced to many particles, many atoms and particles and molecules. Isn't it? Clay can be reduced. Whereas this Brahmatma, the pure consciousness, cannot be reduced to anything else. the most abstract reality. So, ekatvar Brahman, Brahman, the absolute reality as the abstract subtlest reality is of the sort of pure consciousness existence, means it cannot be reduced to anything else. Whereas the clay or mud can be reduced to many much subtler aspects. Therefore, clay obtaining as the cause of the pot has no oneness, is constituted of many things, many subtle, much subtler particles. So anekatvam asti, then savayavatvam, again clay has certain parts. Parts means what? It can have many forms. Clay can obtain any form. It can obtain the powder from powder, obtain the form of a lump, it can obtain the form of a ball, can obtain any form. So, avayavatta means what? Having many parts means having many forms also. So, clay can be reduced to many subtler aspects. So, clay is not just one thing. Again, clay can appear in any form. It can have many parts also. So, clay has anekatvam. Clay has savayavatvam. Therefore, it is appropriate, it is possible for the clay to enter into the clay pot in the form of a powder. One form of clay can appear in many forms. It can be in the form of powder, it can be in the form of a pot, can be in the form of any countless number of forms also. So clay has anekatvam. Clay has the status of being reducible to many subtler aspects on research. And clay has savayavatam. Clay has many parts. Clay has status of having many parts, obtaining many forms. Obtaining in the form of many forms. Therefore, it is possible for the clay to enter into the pot, clay pot, in form of a powder. Why? Because, one more reason he gives. Clay can be what? Not all pervasive. So, mridaha churnasya apravishta deshatvat. There is a space where the clay has not still entered. If there's a pot made of wet clay and there's a space available where dry clay powder is not. If there's a pot made of wet clay and the pot made of wet clay is empty, the space available for the dry clay powder to enter. It is possible. Apravishta deshatvam asti. Apravishta deshatvam due to the space available for the clay of powder to enter. Where it is not there. The clay powder is not inside the pot, therefore it is can it enter. Apravishta deshaha, where it is not entered. So, with reference to clay and the clay pot, such entry is possible. Na tu atmanaha, Whereas Atma cannot enter this import. Today is only class I'm doing. Sorry for my for the delay and late also. I do one aspect make it clear. Na tu atmanaha ekatve sati praveshah upapadyate. Atmanaha praveshah na upapadyate. Such entry of atma is not possible at all. This is a negation. Okay. Paranamavadi's view is very clearly negated and refuted by Shankara Bhagavatpada. Atmanaha praveshaha na upapadyate. It is not, such entry of atma is not possible at all. Why? Ekatve sati. First of all, Brahman is one. Oneness is the very sarupam of the Brahman. It can be reduced to anything else like clay. Niravayavatvat. And being one, indivisible, and it's also partless. Brahman being the subtlest, absolutely formless. Being formless, it is also indivisible, undivided, partless. Being one, being all pervasive, being indivisible, being undivided, is also partless. So niravayavatvat. Ekatve sati niravayavatvat. Due to the oneness of the reality, it also what? It is partless. And due to the partlessness, apravishta desha abhavat. There is apravishta desha abhavaha. Due to the absence of the space where Brahman is not there already. There's no space where Brahman has not entered already. There's no space where Brahman is not there already. There's no space where Brahman is not there already. Apravishta desha abhavaha. Apravishta desha abhavat. What can we say? When Bhagavan is not there. If you look at this fact. Well, Bhagavan is Brahma. Apravishta desha abhavaha. There is no place, there is no space where Brahmatma has not entered. Entering means what? Being all pervasive is being all already there. There's never a time Brahmatma is not there in anything. There's never a time, there's no space where there's never a time, there's no space. Brahmatma is not there in anything. Everything is always everywhere, pernant through, pervaded by Brahman. Apravishta pradesha nasti. Apravishta pradesha means what? The area where Brahman has not entered. Is there any space, any place in the space which where Brahman has not entered? Entering means what? Where Brahman is not there? No. Such a space is not there due to the absence of such space where Brahman has not entered. Brahman is not there. Why? Why Brahman is always everywhere? Brahman is there? Because niravayavatvat. Due to the partlessness. Why partlessness? Due to the absence. Take oneness. Ekatvat, sarvagatatvat, niravayavatvat, apravishta desha bhavat, atmanaha praveshaha na upapadyate. Such entry is not possible. See, we have not yet understood what is the vision. What is the vision revealed through this Anupravesha Shruti? What is the fact revealed through this Shruti? It's not yet understood. We have to understand. We have to understand. Brahman being the Vartha Upadana Karanam, Brahman being the Nimitta Karanam, Brahman alone as the creator has also entered as the experiencer of the universe, Jivatma. So non-separate. That we'll understand differently. It will be made very clear. We'll do it next class, but tomorrow's class. But today, what is the lesson to understand? Definitely, the Parinamivada is not correct. Why it is not correct? Brahman can undergo any change. The change is the nature of the Brahman. Again, to undergo change means moving. Motion must happen. Being all pervasive, no change of whatsoever is possible. So because of the oneness, because of the partlessness, because of all pervasiveness, Brahmanaha apravishta deshaha nasti. The pravesha is not there. So whereas the wet dry clay has apravishta desha, your hand is outside and you can open your mouth widely and take handful of food and along with your hand, which is how you say this, explain to make the class little not boring. And full your, take handful of food along with the fingers. Apravishta desha hasti, astasya. So you can push inside. Understand? Food can be put and also can go inside. Apravishta desha hasti. Whereas Brahmanaha apravishta deshaha nasti. Apravishta desha bhavat niravayavatvat atmanaha praveshaha na upapadyate. It is not possible. I'm going to stop now and I'll be more fresh for tomorrow's class. Okay?
Can you explain the word anupraveshaha? So praveshaha means entry. Anu is the prefix.
Yeah. Anupravesha means immediately after the creation, following the creation. Anu always implies following, isn't it? Creation, following the creation, entering is what? Anupravesha. Anu doesn't change the meaning of the word pravesha. Entry only. See, veshaha. See, Pachin, vishuddhatu, vishati, enters. Veshaha itself is enough to say vishati verb, veshaha entry. Not veshaha, not cerebral, palatal. Not veshaha. Veshaha means costume. But Veshaha. Veshaha, Veshaha. Is it? Vishati. Vishdhatu. Verb is Vishati, enters. Veshaha, entry. Praveshaha. Prakrishena Vishati. Isn't it? Praveshaha. The prefix doesn't change the meaning. Entry. It praveshaha, because you create something, build a house and you enter and you to live there. There's a pravesha, not simply entry. You enter the side, the tube station, come out. That's vesha. Okay. You enter, come out, you enter, come out. You don't live there in tube stations, in train stations or in the tubes also. You enter into many places, office, you enter, come out. It's also entry only, you can say pravesha. But grihapravesha, once you enter, of course, wherever you go, come back there. You enter, the amount you go back, that you live there. It's a pravesha, isn't it? And after building the house, you don't rent it out, you enter. Anupravesha. So anupravesha means what? Following the act of building, you enter. So anu, the privilege does not change the meaning. Vesha pravishati anupravishati. So veshaha anupraveshaha anupraveshaha means entry, that's all. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.